hosted by yours truly. I'm joined today by Greg, Andy, and Tim motherfucking Geddes. Gentlemen, are you ready for Kind of Feudy?
Yeah!
Working smoke machines. I haven't seen this. Big fan. Working. Congratulations, everybody. It did. On that.
Earlier today, it did like
on its own. Just went.
Yeah.
It was fairly sad.
One of those old man poofers.
Yeah, it was definitely one of those old man poofers. Of course, the game is Kind of Feudy. The rules are simple. I've surveyed over 1,400 members of the Kind of Funny audience on a number of prompts. Each round, I'm going to read to you a prompt and will ask each of you which answer you think the Kind of Funny best friends gave the most. I've narrowed down to 5 answers per prompt. If you give a correct answer, the more popular the answer, the more points you'll receive. For example, I might ask you to name an incredible open world RPG. If Greg says Skyrim and it's number 1, that'll net him 50 points. If Tim says The Witcher and that's number 2, that'll net him 40 points. If Andy says Fallout 3 and it's number 3, that'll net him 30 points, and so on and so forth. It is round robin. Each player will get a max of 2 guesses per round. Last place goes first after the first round. Whoever gets the most points after 5 rounds wins. You all know the rules very well by now.
How many fucking Nintendo categories are there today, boy?
Oh, you'll have to see. Contestants,
Nintend me up.
Are you ready?
Yeah!
Yeah.
Now, Tim,
based
on the Patreon lore for Kind of Feudy, you are the reigning champ, so I'm allowing you to go first this round.
Thank you. I appreciate that.
Number 1, name a game franchise that makes a lot of money. Name a game franchise that makes a lot of money, Tim Geddes.
Grand Theft Auto.
Nice. Good answer.
Tim says Grand Theft Auto.
Yeah.
Tim, Grand Theft Auto is our number 1 answer.
Yes.
That's going to get you 50 points. Next up, Andy Cortez.
Fucking Jesus.
Why Fortnite? Andy? Andy Cortez says Fortnite. Andy, Fortnite is our 3rd most popular answer. That's going to get you 30 points.
Knew it ahead of time. I'll tell you what the number 2 one is. You ready?
What is it, Greg?
Call of Duty.
Greg says Call of Duty. Greg, Call of Duty is our 40-point answer. And we're back to Tim motherfucking Geddes.
Pokemon.
Tim says Pokemon. Tim, Pokemon is our 20-point answer.
Okay.
Nice job.
Okay.
Nice job.
That leaves us with 1 answer left for 10 points. Andy Cortez, can you get it?
I'm not sure. I don't think so.
You know, I can't get it, so I'm going to just not even guess.
I'm going to go. Okay, this is a shot in the dark, and I know it's a correct answer. I don't think anybody's going to say it. Roblox.
Oh!
Andy says Roblox. Andy, Roblox is not on the list.
Damn, that's a game changer for my answer.
Really?
Because, yeah, I was leaning towards more of our space, but now I'm going to say Minecraft. That's a really good pick.
Greg says Minecraft. Greg, Minecraft is not on the list.
I was between Minecraft and Pokemon.
I was hung up. I was going to say either PUBG or Assassin's Creed.
Oh, yeah.
With that one, of course, Tim got 50 points with GTA. Greg got 40 points with Call of Duty. Andy got 30 points with Fortnite. Tim got 20 points with Pokemon. At 10 points, you would have guessed FIFA.
Oh,
FIFA was a 10-point answer.
Yeah, would not have said that.
They got about all the old UKers
they're
over
all out there.
Yeah.
Ooh, they kick those balls. Do they call them balls? Do they call
the ultimate teams, man. All that shit.
That sounds even worse in person.
What's the FIFA version of Madden Ultimate Team?
It's FIFA Ultimate Team.
Ah, there it is.
Yeah. Yeah. I want to say FIFA Ultimate Team probably made Ultimate Team what it is. Like,
yeah,
I think that
100%.
Barrett, what's the score?
Right now, in first place is Tim motherfucking Geddes with 70 points. Right
Thank
behind
you.
Him, a little bit, is Greg Miller in second place with 40 points. And right behind Greg is Andy Cortez, quite literally on the video wall with 30 points.
As we move in to number 2, name a PlayStation character who you'd want on your pickup basketball team. Name a PlayStation character who you'd want on your pickup basketball team. Andy Cortez, you're going first.
What the fuck?
My basketball player. Playa with an A at the end, actually.
Nice. Yeah.
Yeah, my basketball playa.
Let's see here. Kratos?
Good answer. Good answer.
Andy says Kratos. Kratos is our number 1 answer. That's going to get you 50 points.
He's more of a football player, I'd say, but you know.
Yeah.
He jumps a lot in those original games.
You're right. Cross-generational athlete, probably.
Yeah.
I can see Kratos being like a LeBron type, right? Where maybe he has the jump shot. Down. Maybe he has the speed. I mean, he does have the speed. We've seen Kratos run.
Mm-hmm. You're right.
He runs fairly fast. Yeah, and I think he has stamina. He has all the things that you need to be good at basketball. Greg, name a PlayStation character who you'd want on your pickup basketball team.
Shades of the classic Bill Murray movie Space Jam. I'm going to say Ratchet.
Greg says Ratchet from Ratchet and Clank. Greg, Ratchet is not on the list.
That was a stretch, and I appreciate the stretch.
Thank you.
Tim Geddes, name a PlayStation
like in the end
character.
Of Space Jam, yeah. When Bill Murray's friend Michael Jordan stretches that real quick.
I see where you're going there. Name a PlayStation character you'd want on your pickup basketball team.
Nathan Drake.
Tim says Nathan Drake. Tim, that is our 30-point answer.
Guys, yeah. Come on. Yeah, Ratchet Nathan can, Drake. Like, double jump. Like, why are you picking Nathan Drake?
You've seen him, like, jump to the ledges.
Sure.
Like, he has a high jump.
This is, I want to know, Wes, this is a fantastic question. Because this is one where it's not, like, based on facts. You know what I mean? What is your headcanon for why you're doing it? You have earned that coffee today, sir.
Krispy Kreme today.
Can you imagine trying to steal the ball from Nathan Drake when this dude has the grip unlike no other? He can hold on to little tiny mountain patches. Crazy.
And he's just taunting you the whole time, right? Like, just cracking jokes, getting you pissed off, getting in your head.
He'd get so mad when he gets sent to the bench, though.
Tim Geddes, name a PlayStation character who you'd want on your pickup basketball team. You said Nathan Drake. So that means we're back to Andy Cortez.
Wow, great honesty. That's a tip of the hat to Tim for honesty.
Thanks for your honesty. Yeah, thanks for your tip of the hat to Tim.
Let's see here. It's crazy that Ratchet isn't on there.
Thank you.
Because that, you know, think of all the gadgetry.
But, like, if this is a pickup basketball game, right, like, are you allowed that gadgetry, you know?
He's also short.
Right? He can, like, double jump, and he's got, like, boots and stuff.
I guess the boots are gadgets. They're part of the gadgets. Is he allowed to wear those boots during the pickup game?
Yes, because the fact that a Lombax has walked onto the court that's sentient and talking, and people aren't freaking out, yeah, he's allowed to use it.
You're not allowed to wear a shirt or skin. That's it.
Exactly.
Wait,
no gear.
Is a Lombax a real thing?
No.
No.
Oh, okay.
Wait, what?
Well, it's because Tim goes, or Greg goes, you know, a Lombax walks onto the court, and I'm like, wait, are Lombax even real? Like, wouldn't you be just weirded out by
it's
the fact that there's just,
sentient
like,
Lombax? Like, yeah. We have non-sentient Lombaxes
exactly,
in our world.
Exactly. Okay, let's see here.
I just like the idea that the Ratchet games are about how Ratchet is literally the last Lombax in the universe. And Andy is like, wow, they murdered all the Lombaxes, all the real Lombaxes to make this game. That's crazy.
Oh, man, this is tough. This is a tough one. Because at this point, it's like, name a PlayStation exclusive character.
That's good at basketball.
That's the meta.
I'm going to go with...
Just say it.
I was gonna say Norman Reedus.
Sam Bridges.
Go Norman Reedus. Porter Bridges. Yeah.
Andy is going Norman Reedus. Okay, I'm gonna give you Sam Porter Bridges as your answer.
Yeah.
Andy says Sam Porter Bridges. Sam Porter Bridges is not on the list.
I understand.
Greg Miller.
I understand.
Name a PlayStation character he would want on your pickup basketball team. Greg says Snake. Snake is not on the list.
Whoa.
Tim, you're our final answer for this.
I mean, fuck, man.
Say it.
I'm going to go with Joel Miller.
Tim, I always forget that his last name is Miller. Tim goes with Joel. Joel is not on the list. At 40 points, you would have guessed Spider-Man.
Oh, fuck.
That's
a character that you'd really want on your basketball
team.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Got the reflexes, got the strength, got the hops.
I just don't think of him as that. You know?
At 20 points.
Do you think of any PlayStation character as a basketball player?
No, I don't think of him as a PlayStation character. I don't know why. I guess I can see that.
I mean, he is, but I can see where you're coming from. At 20 points, we would have guessed Crash Bandicoot.
Oh my god, I was like, there's no, if they're not,
people want to play b-ball Crash. And then at 10 points, Sly Cooper. Okay. I guess because, like, he's sneaky,
he's good at the steals.
Steal the ball. Mm-hmm. You know, getting baskets without even
like
seeing
that.
It With that,
Andy... Yeah, and Crash Bandicoot has a natural double jump, not a rocket boot double jump.
Yeah, yeah. Crash was my first answer, and then like I got scared when Ratchet wasn't on the list.
And I feel like Crash has the build of a basketball player. Maybe that's just because, like, man, you know, good. The shirts and skins. He's going skins, obviously.
Always jorts.
Jorts. He's dressed for basketball.
Pick up basketball.
They're huge. They're huge.
Yeah.
It's weird because everybody says that Charles Barkley's ass started like way up his back. Like that's how he was always good at backing people down. But with Ratchet, it's like his ass is like so low because his whole torso is just like 90% of his body, you know?
God.
Very weird.
With that, Andy got 50 points with Kratos. Tim got 30 points with Nathan Drake. Barrett, what's the score?
Currently, Tim motherfucking Geddes is in the lead with 100 points. Close behind him, though, in second place is Andy Cortez with 80 points. And trailing behind a little bit is the one and only Greg Miller with 40 points.
Of course, Tim also has a tip of the hat for his honesty in the previous round as we go in to number three. Name a game that Greg Miller has a platinum trophy in.
Oh, nice.
Name a game that Greg Miller has a platinum trophy in. Greg, you get to start off.
This is a tough one. Not even though I have so many, but like what you know. I'm gonna say DC Universe Online. Because it's what I always talk about when people ask, what's your proudest thing or what's your video? I always talk about that one.
Greg says DC Universe Online. DC Universe Online is not on
the
list.
Are you fucking kidding me?
That's why that Greg got that one wrong. Which makes me wonder how Tim and Andy are gonna do. Andy,
what do you people listen to? I talk about that thing at least 15 times a fucking year on the show.
I can't remember the last time you brought up the platinum for DC Universe Online.
I did not know you had the platinum for DC Universe Online.
Me either.
Do you actually talk about it?
But fucking go listen to the episode with Janet about trophies. Yeah, talk about it.
Maybe I just blank out when you guys start talking about
trophies. That's more accurate, I believe. Fucking Jesus.
Andy Cortez.
I'm going to go with God of War.
Andy says God of War. Andy, that is our 40-point answer.
It's a good, safe answer.
Tim motherfucking Geddes.
I'm going to go with Patapon.
Tim says Patapon. Tim, Patapon is not on the list.
You're right, Greg. There are a bunch of fucking idiots out there that don't right? listen to the right? goddamn content.
Now, Greg, do you have a platinum in Patapon? Isn't that like a... Okay. Was that not a PS?
It was the re-release, the remaster.
Gotcha. Okay. Gotcha. Greg Miller, back to you. Name a game that Greg Miller has a platinum trophy in.
Now, here's where we have recency bias. You've been making fun of me for a specific platinum lately on shows. And then I think there's an older one that people always associate with Mia, too. So I'm gonna go older, and I'm going to say My Name is Mayo.
Good answer.
Greg says My Name is Mayo. Greg... That is our number one answer. Perfect. That's going to get you 50 points.
Thank you. Fucking DC not on the goddamn list.
Andy, we're back to you.
Gone Home.
Andy says Gone Home. Gone Home is not on the list. Very good guess, though. I don't think I would have pulled that one. But that is a very good guess.
Neither did anybody else, but.
Tim Geddes, you're our final guess for this one.
What's the highest points open right now?
There's 30, 20, and 10 points open right now. So far, Greg got the top answer with My Name is Mayo. Andy got the second answer with God of War.
For 30 points, I'm going to say Spider-Man.
And Tim, that is the correct answer for 30 points. You got the 30-point answer with Spider-Man. For 20 points, Greg was on the money. You would have guessed Platy Bird.
Yeah.
And at 10 points, you would have guessed ZJ the Ball.
What the fuck?
Yeah, oh, my God. I almost choked on my coffee.
Good old ZJ the Ball. I forgot about him.
All right, Tim, are you guys aware of ZJ the Ball?
No.
No.
It's a Christian game. In name only. But it's like, I forget the name of the developer, like the people who publish it.
Breakthrough Games.
Breakthrough Games publishes it.
And the T is a cross.
What's ZJ in name only? What do you...
No, it's a Christian game.
Okay. I was just like,
it's like got the, JC, it's got the loosest ties to like, oh man, Jesus is my savior. And then, all right, here's a shitty game that you can platinum.
Yeah,
I love Greg going, ah, ZJ, forgot about him.
With that, Greg got the top answer with My Name is Mayo for 50 points. Andy got the 40-point answer with God of War. And Tim got the 30-point answer with Spider-Man. Barrett, what's the score?
Tim motherfucking Geddes is still in the lead with 130 points. Cool. Right behind him is Andy Nitro Rifle Cortez with 120 points. And in last place, can't even guess his own platinums, Greg Miller, 90 points.
I know this is going to the hardest of hardcore kind of funny fans. I need someone out there. You don't have to do a super clip if you don't have the time, talent, but go jot it down. Every time I've mentioned the fucking DC Universe Online Platinum, please fucking jot that shit down and then just send it.
I hope it turns out you haven't talked about it in like 6 years.
Yeah. Like Greg has never brought it up. Number four. Greg is about to explode. Number four. Name the best game on Sega Saturn.
Oh my God, you're an asshole for this one.
Name the best game on Sega Saturn. Greg, we're gonna start off with you.
Virtual Fighter.
Greg says Virtual Fighter. Greg, that is our 20 point answer.
Thank you. Thank you.
Next up, Andy Cortez. Name the best game on Sega Saturn.
Name a game.
Would have been a question. Sonic CD.
Andy says Sonic CD. Sonic CD is not on the list.
Andy, maybe that was on the Sega CD, you fucking idiot.
Oh. Like, I want to give the same reaction, but I don't know how much that says about us versus it says about Andy. That me and you're like, what the fuck are you talking about, Sonic CD?
Sega went through the weirdest fucking phase where they're like, yo, there's the Mega Drive, but then there's also the Genesis, but then there's also the 32X add-on, there's also the CD add-on, and now we have the Saturn, but we're not going to commit that long. And now here's the Dreamcast, and then they just died.
Wait, is Sonic CD a game?
Yes. Yeah. On the Sega CD, which was a Genesis add-on.
Yeah.
Fucking okay. Sega Saturn. Come on, get out of here.
CD's nuts, man. Sonic sucks, dude.
Tim Geddes.
Yes.
Name the best game on Sega Saturn.
Nights into Dreams.
Tim, that is our 40-point answer.
Man.
40?
I would have guessed that was a Dreamcast game. Man, Sega sucks, dude.
Greg Miller, we're back to you.
Yeah.
Name the best game on Sega Saturn.
I'm gonna go with my heart. As a Sega Saturn owner, all right, and let you all know, y'all slept on it. Me and Poe played the wheels off it. We had a great time dogfighting, being up there in our fighter jets. Independence Day.
Wow, that's a good one.
Greg says Independence
Day.
We
had a great time with it.
Independence Day is not on the list.
As you imagine. That game was very fun, though. Horrible, but very fun.
We had a great time. We had a great time. We had a lot of fun.
Andy Cortez, name the best game on Sega Saturn.
Is it him?
Because mm-hmm. Yeah, he is. Yeah. Okay. Yeah.
Sonic.
I need some more words.
Sonic.
Tim's trying to help you out right now.
I want you to know that I wanted to say this game, too. And I couldn't remember, as an owner of Sega Saturn and the fucking guy who had the shirt that I wore all the time, that was the Sega Saturn shirt, and then it said on the back, like, you know, alert the planet, alert the moon or whatever, do something to Saturn, Sonic's back. I was like, yeah, Sonic is back, and that game sucked ass.
Alert the moon?
What? I don't remember the catchphrase anymore. I don't remember the catchphrase.
Andy Cortez says Sonic R. Sonic R is not Damn. On the list.
I tried helping you. Sonic R was the game on Saturn.
Tim, I thought there was way more to it. I thought you were giving me the first syllable of the word.
It was the like kart racer, but it was just them running.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh.
Tim, you're our final guest. Name the best game on Sega Saturn.
Real quick, this doesn't help anybody because this is a Patreon show, but just to get your reaction on camera. Jason Schreier tweets, news. Embracer Group has shut down Onoma, formerly Square Enix Montreal, which announced its new name 3 weeks ago.
Wow.
Also, some Onoma staff will move to Eidos Montreal. Eidos canceled an unannounced game. Eidos working with Xbox on games like Fable. There's a full scoop at Bloomberg right now.
Fable.
Not stoked about the Fable thing. Pretty stoked about the Eidos Montreal thing.
We knew about the Fable
thing,
getting
closed?
Did
Wait,
we?
Because
so we knew Crystal.
Some of them.
Crystal Dynamics is working with on Perfect Dark with Initiative. I don't think we knew Idols was working on Fable with.
No, that's news.
Fable Studio.
Oh.
Yeah.
Yeah. Maybe I'm thinking about that other story.
Damn. Though. Fucking Embracer.
That's wild. Yeah, fucking Embracer. Where were we at? Did Tim?
No, me. Yeah. Sega Saturn game. Oh, God. Look, I'm going to go with what the answer is. The best game on the Sega Saturn is, in fact, Panzer Dragoon.
Ah, oh, that is a good guess.
Tim says Panzer Dragoon. Panzer Dragoon is our number one answer. That's going to get you 50 points.
Yes! Oh, you have taste, all of you. You've never done anything wrong.
At 10 points, you would have guessed Sonic 3D Blast.
Wow.
Sonic 3D Blast. At 30 points.
A game on both Genesis and Saturn.
And Sega Saturn.
And it sucked on both.
At 30 points, you would have guessed Castlevania Symphony of the Night. And as I read that, I'm still like, is that on Saturn? I wouldn't have been able to guess that that's on Saturn.
Is that on Saturn?
I mean, according to the write-ins, enough of them wrote it in that it ended up against a... Wait, did Greg say Virtual Fighter?
I did.
Man, I feel today's a weird day. That feels like that was so long ago. I forgot you said Virtual Fighter. I need to go home and take a nap. At 20 points, Greg guessed Virtual Fighter. At 40 points, Tim guessed Knights into Dreams. At 50 points, Tim guessed Panzer Dragoon. Barrett,
Castlevania, Symphony of the Night, only available on Saturn in Japan.
Huh.
Interesting. So you know what happened there? People looked up Sega Saturn games, and they saw that pop up, and that's what they wrote in with.
Interesting.
Barrett? Alert the stars, wake up the moon, summon Saturn, blue is back.
The blue
Sonic 3D Blast.
And the thing is, there was not even a core Sonic game on the Saturn. There was 3D Blast, which was a shitty spinoff. There was Sonic R, which was the shitty racing game. And then there was Sonic Jam, which was their attempt at doing Super Mario All-Stars, but it sucked.
Damn, I forgot about Sonic Jam.
Saturn was rough, man.
Saturn was real rough. Barrett, what's the score?
In third place, we have the one, the only CEO Senior, Greg Miller, with 110 points.
Holding it down for you guys.
Right ahead of him is the Nitro Rifle, Andy Cortez, at 120 points. Way ahead, pulling ahead in first place, is Tim motherfucking Geddes.
To the moon.
With 220 points, a full 100 points ahead.
I think that's the first time that we've gotten to round five, and I don't think there's a chance of anybody else winning. I think mathematically, Tim has won this.
Blouses. It's over.
But for a battle for second place, I guess, let's go into round number five. Name a game or game franchise with Ninja in the title. Name a game or game franchise with, quote, Ninja in the title. Greg Miller.
Ninja Gaiden.
Greg says Ninja Gaiden. That is our number one answer. That's going to get you 50 points. Andy Cortez.
Man.
You should just go back and forth between me and Andy for three, and then if any of us can get to Tim's number to tie him, then we get to play Tim in a
tiebreaker round.
I'm in.
Technically, I don't know if I have a tiebreaker for this round.
They won't hit that. It's okay.
Can you repeat the question?
Name a game or game franchise with Ninja in the title.
Okay. I thought for some reason, my brain understood that as like a game starting with the word Ninja. Okay. Still doesn't help.
The gears are turning. He's thinking.
I got nothing, dude.
Greg got the number one answer with Ninja Gaiden.
I got nothing. Ready?
You have the option to skip if you don't got anything.
Well, you can time him out too, right? Like we don't have to sit here for 3 hours while he says he doesn't have it.
Yeah, just pass. I'm not doing again this one.
Andy's gonna skip.
I'm just like my brain has frozen on this one.
Tim Geddes.
I didn't know I was playing.
At this point, I mean, this
take
is your victory
take
lap.
From Greg,
it's your victory lap.
Yeah, I'm blanking too. I'm gonna go the Way of the Ninja.
Tim says the Way of the Ninja. Way of Ninja is not on the list.
It's okay.
Greg,
I will go with the rat who learned to fight like a ninja by watching a ninja, Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles.
Oh,
Greg
shit.
Says Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles. Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles is our 30-point answer.
Wow.
It's TMNT.
Wow.
Andy Cortez, we're back to you. Have you had enough time?
I just got to give Greg the win on this one, man. Like,
I'll take it.
I love how I'm also acting like Tim isn't the winner. Like, Greg, you're the winner, man. Congratulations.
Greg,
Yeah, dude. I mean, Greg mentioning Ninja Turtles kind of like, oh, there was a part of my brain that fired off there, but not enough. Not enough of it. Yeah, I have nothing, dude. I cannot think of anything. I'm thinking of like that NES game that was like really frustrating, and that's all I can really think of.
Oh, just that
right
one?
Now.
Okay.
The one that
why are you thinking of Ninja Gaiden?
Angry video game nerd played.
Was that another one?
Mm.
All right, I think Andy's going to skip, which brings us to Tim for our final guess.
All I have in my mind is the movie Ninja Assassin, but if I have it in my mind, maybe the audience has it in theirs.
Tim, did they make a game out of Ninja Assassin? All right, Tim says Ninja Assassin. Ninja Assassin is not on the list. At 10
Similarly,
points.
I was thinking about it at some point if we were going to do the back and forth guessing just Ninja Theory, not a game, but a developer. And how many people just entered it and walked
that's
away?
That's so funny. I was thinking that too. I was like, Hellblade has Ninja. I'm like, no, it doesn't. I was like, okay.
At 10 points, Naruto Ultimate Ninja Storm.
Okay.
I would have sat here for 10 years.
I don't feel bad for not knowing that.
Yeah, at 20 points, Mark of the Ninja.
Yeah,
that's what you're trying to say. The Ninja.
Yeah, when you said it, I was like, I could give it. I'm not going to give it.
That's what I was thinking of, though.
At 40 points, Fruit Ninja.
Oh my God.
Our boys at Half Brick.
This is kind of revealing. Like, you'd think there'd be a lot more games with Ninja in the title.
I thought so, too. I was very surprised when I compiled the answers, and I was like, oh, shit. All right. Yeah, like, we're getting Naruto Ultimate Ninja Store number 10, which means that, like.
And Ninja Turtles. Like, all right.
Yeah, not that. We got to make more Ninja games out there, developers. With that, Greg got 50 points with Ninja Gaiden. Greg got 30 points with TMNT, which brings our final score to what, Barrett?
In last place this week is the Nitro Rifle Andy Cortez at 120 points. Sprinting ahead of him in second place, he got a little bit of room between the two, is Greg Miller at 190 points. And today's reigning champion is Tim motherfucking Geddes with 220 points.
Ladies and gentlemen, we might have a new win streak on our hands. I gotta record
There's
that
a
down.
New dynasty. There's
a new dynasty. Look at Tim is the new Kang is what they like to call him. Mm-hmm. Tim is that's two wins in a row for our Patreon edition of Kind of Feudy. Let's see if he can make it three next time. Until next time, of course, I've been Blessing. That's been Tim. That's been Andy. That's been Greg. It's been our pleasure to serve you. Peace out.